I'm Bob Masago with the WNRN Americana Fest session recorded at Soundstage Studios in Nashville. Logan Ledger has just released his new album Golden State on Concord Records. He was the first performer on stage at the Americana Music Association Awards show at the Ryman Theater, singing a tribute to Jimmy Buffett with the song Come Monday. We talked about that experience. I'm at Americana Fest with Logan Ledger. Logan, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Oh, so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
What a real treat it was to see you on stage first at the Americana Awards. That must have been a thrill.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal.
Have you played the Ryman before?
I never have, but I weirdly was in a fake band in a TV show called George and Tammy, and we shot a scene at the Ryman, so I was on that stage for like 10 hours one day, but that's the first time I've actually played as a real musician.
How'd that come about?
The award show?
The spot doing the Come Monday, the Jimmy Buffett tune.
I don't really know. I mean, my manager, Michelle, works for the award show, and I know Buddy Miller really well, and they wanted someone to do a tribute to Jimmy.
Yeah, you did Jimmy a great Buffett, job with the song. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounded really good. And you were back on stage again with another part of the show, right? Singing with
I sang with Rufus Wainwright, which was very, very, I was very nervous about that. I was like, I really wanted to do a good job because I'm such a big fan of him, and he's such an amazing singer. And I was like, oh, I don't. But I think I did all right. I think I didn't embarrass anybody too bad. So
here is Logan Ledger recorded in studio at Americana Fest in Nashville with Where Will I Go from the new album Golden State.
Mm-hmm. I think about leaving, at least not hanging on. A quiet exit, walking, not running from some early morning, or maybe late at night, whatever feels right. They say you know, and you know, I think I know. But where will I go? Where will I go? Time ain't my friend, it just won't slow. But where will I go? Where will I go? I think about good times, at least the easy ones. I think of that city by the bay where I come from. I guess I could return a lesson I ain't learned. She might take me back. They say you know, and you know, I think I know. But where will I go? Where will I go? Oh, time ain't my friend, it just won't slow. But where will I go? Where will I go? Where will I go? Oh, no, 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 no. Where will I go? Sometimes I think I'm running out of steam. I'm talking backwards, I'm thinking sideways. No good ideas, not yet. I guess I'll get there. I guess I'm moving on. Maybe I'll wind up where I belong. They say you know,
when you know, think I know. But where will I go? Where will I go? Oh, time ain't my friend, it just won't slow. But where will I go? Where will I go? Where will I go?
Logan Ledger with Where Will I Go from the album Golden State, available now on Concord Records. Logan grew up in Northern California, where he began playing music in the state's bluegrass community. We talked about finding bluegrass music in California.
Having lived in Northern California for just a few years, it seems like it's a challenge to kind of pick up bluegrass there.
You know, I was lucky in that I had friends growing up that were already kind of plugged in, so I was able to kind of find a niche. But yeah, it's California, as opposed to places like, you know, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but Nashville, it's like musicians are just coming out of their ears. You know, you just go anywhere and you can find great musicians of, you know, especially bluegrass or country music or whatever. But in California, it's a little bit more spread out and it takes a little time to find your people. And it's hard to be a musician there. It's like a lot of driving and yeah. But I was, you know, I have a lot of bluegrass friends in California now.
Your new album, Golden State's a lot different than your first album. And
yeah.
That's it by intention,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I don't want to ever make the same record twice. One of my early child heroes was Bob Dylan. And what I always liked about his music and his trajectory was that he always was constantly reinventing himself. I've always been inspired by that. Not that they said there isn't like a through line or whatever, but I get bored so easily. I don't even sing the same song the same way twice. It's almost impossible for me. And I just sort of have adopted this attitude of like realizing that I'm not in control. Anything can happen. And I just want to stay on my toes and improvise and just keep things loose. I mean, that's just sort of who I am. And I feel more comfortable that way.
So, yeah, that desire to sing the songs differently each time kind of shows up on the YouTube pages, because I probably saw 3 or 4 different versions of Golden State that all were very different from one another.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a compulsion to just change things. I don't know.
Here's Logan Ledger recorded in studio at Soundstage Studios in Nashville with the title song to his new album, Golden State.
Like a million years since yesterday. There's no way of knowing where to begin when all the thoughts we have just fade away. And it's so hard to relate. But you know I have to wait till I reach that golden state. Till I reach golden state. Till I reach. And I've been across the desert and the mountains so high. Seems like road I'm on don't ever end, and it it's hard knowing whether to laugh or to cry. There's always something else around the bend. Oh, ain't it so hard to relate? But you know I have to wait till I reach that golden state. Till I reach golden state. Till I reach that golden state out where they're laughing in the sun. Way back in the land where I come from. Oh, but every mile feels longer than the last, like slowly getting dragged back by the past, by the past. And it's so hard to relate. But you know I have to wait till I reach that golden state. Till I reach. Till I reach, yeah. Till I reach that golden state.
Logan Ledger with Golden State, the title song to his new album, available now on Concord Records. This version was recorded at Soundstage Studio in Nashville at Americana Fest. We discuss Logan's plans for new music.
You have two albums that are different styles. I'm sure you have another album in mind. Do you have another style that you want to go after?
Well, I just have different things I've been thinking about my whole life, really. I'd love to make a bluegrass record. I'd love to make like a weird electronic album, you know? I don't know. I want to make a like a really weird Western swing record. I don't want to give too much away about it. I don't want people to take my idea.
Well, it sounds like you're not going to run out of ideas, so
well,
that's
thanks.
Pretty good.
Hopefully not.
Logan, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
This has been an Americana Fest in-studio session on WNRN. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Masalgo.